Welcome back. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is sending out a stern warning to Americans after a child died from an accident with a Peloton tread. But the company says there is nothing wrong with its treadmill.
News Nation's Felicia Bolton has the details on what caused this incident and what to do if you have one of these machines in your home. Felicia.
Well, the Consumer Product Safety Commission is urging the public to stop using the Peloton Tread Plus after several children and pets have been injured by the machine. I have to warn you, some viewers may find this video disturbing.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission released this 53-second clip showing a young girl walking on a Peloton Tread Plus treadmill. There are no adults seen in the room. A young boy appears behind the treadmill. He tries to put a ball on the machine, and in an instant, he is swept under. He gets free. Then again, he is pulled under the treadmill. Finally, he walks away. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says they are aware of 39 incidents like this of children and pets being injured by the Peloton Tread Plus. In one case, a child died. Jim Karras is a New York Times best-selling author and fitness expert for more than 30 years.
This has been a problem for many years.
He says any electrical fitness equipment could pose a safety risk to children.
First of all, the electric equipment, the treadmills, the Stairmaster, the bikes that are plugged in, all of them need to be unplugged at all times. But the problem is so many of them have chains and things that especially small children can get their fingers into. So I recommend that people have them in a room that they can actually lock or close the door.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission recommends consumers stop using the Peloton Tread Plus if there are small children or pets at home. Use the product only in a locked room. And when not in use, unplug the Tread Plus and store the safety key away from the device. Peloton released this statement calling the Consumer Product Safety Commission's press release inaccurate and misleading, saying in part, there is no reason to stop using the Tread Plus as long as all warnings and safety instructions are followed. Children under 16 should never use the Tread Plus, and members should keep children, pets, and objects away from the Tread Plus at all times. Online fitness trainer Antonio Fenete suggests another safety measure is educating yourself and your child of how to safely use gym equipment.
I think teaching children about safety is an extremely valuable resource. We teach our coaches to consistently maintain safety measures inside a facility, and then why not extend that to children so they can also understand the importance of safety.
He says another key tool to safety is where a person stores their equipment.
Unplugging it can be a great tool to keep things safe. But I'll always go back to, the safest thing is always to keep those equipments in a separate room where children and pets can get to them.
And for more safety tips when it comes to fitness and making sure your family is safe, head online to newsnationnow.com. We're